Quigley opened his backpack and took out a bag of salted almonds, which he passed around. "You must be hungry from the climb up the vertical flame diversion," he said. "I know I am. Let's see, where was I?"
"In the reptile room," Violet said, "at the end of the passageway."
"Well, nothing happened for a while," Quigley said. On the doorstep of the house was a copy of the Daily Punctilio, which had an article about the fire. That's how I learned that my parents were dead. I spent days and days there, all by myself. I was so sad, and so scared, and I didn't know what else to do. I suppose I was waiting for the herpetologist to show up for work, and see if he was a friend of my parents, and might be of some assistance. The kitchen was filled with food, so I had enough to eat, and every night I slept at the bottom of the stairs, so I could hear if anyone came in. The Baudelaires nodded sympathetically, and Violet put a comforting hand on Quigley's shoulder. "We were the same way," Violet said, "right when we heard the news about our parents. I scarcely remember what we did and what we said."
"But didn't anyone come looking for you?" Klaus asked.
"The Daily Punctilio said that I died in the fire too," Quigley said. "The article said that my sister and brother were sent off to Prufrock Preparatory School, and that my parents' estate was under the care of the city's sixth most important financial adviser."
"Esme Squalla,"
Violet and Klaus said simultaneously, a word which here means in a disgusted voice and at the exact same time.
"Right," Quigley said, "but I wasn't interested in that part of the story. I was determined to go to the school and find my siblings again. I found an atlas in Dr. Montgomery's library, and I studied it until I found Prufrock Preparatory School. It wasn't too far, so I started to gather whatever supplies I could find around his house."
"Didn't you think of calling the authorities?" Klaus asked.
"I guess I wasn't thinking very clearly," Quigley admitted. "All I could think of was finding my siblings."
"Of course," Violet said.
"So what happened then?"
"I was interrupted," Quigley said. "Someone walked in, just as I was putting the atlas in a tote bag I found. It was Jacques Snicket, although I didn't know who he was, of course, but he knew who I was and was overjoyed that I was alive after all."
"How did you know you could trust him?" Klaus asked.
"Well, he knew about the secret passageway," Quigley said. "In fact, he knew quite a bit about my family, even though he hadn't seen my parents in years, and..."
"And?" Violet said.
Quigley gave her a small smile.
"And he was very well read," he said.
"In fact, he was at Dr. Montgomery's house to do a bit more reading. He said there was an important file that was hidden someplace on the premises, and he had to stay for a few days to try and complete his investigation."
"So he didn't take you to the school?" Violet asked.
"He said it wasn't safe for me to be seen," Quigley said. "He explained that he was part of a secret organization, and that my parents had been a part of it too."
"VFD,"
Klaus said, and Quigley nodded in agreement.
"Duncan and Isadora tried to tell us about VFD," Violet said, "but they never got the chance. We don't even know what it stands for."
"It seems to stand for many things," Quigley said, flipping pages in his notebook. "Nearly everything the organization uses, from the volunteer feline detectives to the vernacularly fastened door, has the same initials."
"But what is the organization?" Violet asked. "What is VFD?
"Jacques wouldn't tell me," Quigley said, "but I think the letters stand for Volunteer Fire Department."
"Volunteer Fire Department," Violet repeated, and looked at her brother. "What does that mean?"
"In some communities," Klaus said, "there's no official fire department, and so they rely on volunteers to extinguish fires."
"I know that," Violet said, "but what does that have to do with our parents, or Count Olaf, or anything that has happened to us?
I always thought that knowing what the letters stood for would solve the mystery, but I'm as mystified as I ever was."
"Do you think our parents were secretly fighting fires?" Klaus asked.
"But why would they keep it a secret?" Violet asked. "And why would they have a secret passageway underneath the house?"
Jacques said that the passageways were built by members of the organization, Quigley said. In the case of an emergency, they could escape to a safe place. But the tunnel we found connects our house to the home of Esme Squalor, Klaus said. That's not a safe place. Something happened, Quigley said. Something that changed everything.